Avos Perkei Mishnah Yud. We're moving on to a new number now. We went through the number 10, which is more shaykh to the Bria Sa'ilam, Dan Hogav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the history of the world. Sheva is the hekev of Hashkocha Protis, Schar Va'inish, Mida Keneged Mida. Arba Mida is Ba'odam. We're now entering the world of man, and when we enter the world of types of people, we have a prototype. Every year it sits down by the Seder, and there's Keneged Arba Bonim Dibra Teira, Chocham, Rosha, Tam, Sheni, De'alishol. We drink four koisos, the different chalokim, the different moods, the different chalokim of the Avoida of Leil Pesach. So four is a certain shleimus, like Arba Ruchos HaOlam, that represents the tzdodim of a person. And therefore the Mishnah introduces over here, Arba Midas Ba'odim, there are four types of people, Biyachas to Midas Chesed, generosity vis-a-vis klapi other people. Hoime Shali Shali V'Shelecho Shelecho. Somebody who has borders, boundaries. What's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. I don't overstep my boundary, you shouldn't overstep your boundaries. Who made the bane in this? There's a certain mile to it, but it's there's a certain mediocrity in it. The person's not stepping above and beyond himself. Not a Russia, there's nothing wrong, but there's nothing right. That there is something wrong with it. It's midastoim. That means the person is devoid of connection. He doesn't reach into others, true, but he doesn't allow anybody to reach over to him. So what is there? There's a complete hafko. That's stoim. Stoim, by the way, is the opposite of chesed. The tifin akuda, that the city of stoim was destroyed with melach. What's that? Melach is the only thing that doesn't have a kech tzmicha. The Mishnah talks about types of food that you could buy, let's say, with mois. Ma'aseh Shein, the other halachas that are negated, the food, mayim and melach, are not mozoin. Everything that's in the world either grows or generates growth. Water also, even though it doesn't grow, but water generates growth. Salt is a chemical. It's completely dead. The Yam HaMelech is a place where there's no growth. There's no fish. There's no vegetables. Why? Chesed is the process of growth. The whole world is built on the process of growth. Olam Chesed Yibone. A person who's living in a world where devoid of connection, devoid of stretching, of reaching out, of giving, is living in a world of stone. He's not a Rosha in the simple sense, but there's nothing there. There's no schuskim, midas stone. Shali shaloch v'shalcho shali. This person's living in a little bit of a bilbo. He doesn't have boundaries. There's nothing objective over here. His life is completely subjective. So he's not called a Rosha because it's the Chaguta. You come into my house 24-7, but I can walk into your house 24-7. So what is he? He's a person without any definition. There's no sophistication, there's no definition, and there's no klarkeit. That midah of not being klar at all is called Amiratzus. Sheli shaloch v'shalcho shalcho. When a person sees his possessions as only being there for somebody else, that you have, ich vagin there, and I want you to have it with the ganze heart. What I have, haloi, I have it only in order to be able to serve you. Shali shaloch v'shalcho shalcho. Chosid. That's the person who's stretching himself as a person who's dovek in the Rabban Shalom. That's a midas chasidus. Shali shali v'shalcho shali, Rasha, obviously, he's a robber and he's a retzech. He's swallowing up everybody around him alive. He's the only person with a schus kiyum. That's mamash rosh. Continues Mishnah Yud Aleph. Arba midos bedeos. That's Mishnah Yud was biyachas to the world of nechosim, possessions. Here's Lagabi personality traits. Noach lichos v'noach litzos. Perhaps we would just add one more nekudi. Look at the Rambam when he talks about midos, which is a tremendous subject. One has to labor long and hard before understanding his own midos, other people's midos. Subject of midos kept Rabbi Seinu Bali Hamusa very, very busy. And over here, the word is called deos. Very interesting phenomena. The Rambam uses this terminology also. And the place where he discusses avodas hamidos is called Hilchas Deos. Rav Volbe talks about this. A deo is the pshat that every single person has a certain amount of each midah. Every person has a midah of generosity and stinginess, kas, and savlonus, a and so on and so forth, all the midos. The question is what activates those midos, what the proportion is, what nekudos is a person have more of, have less of. For that, what will decide each person's makeup is deus. Deus means what a person's perspective is. The reason why people get angry and upset, or they react in certain ways, is because they have experiences, or sometimes something is personality, it's genetic, but they interpret something that happens to them as threatening them, let's say. They get angry. So what is it? It's perspective. Perspective, Beloshna Rambam, is deos. So that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, Noach lichois v'noach lirtzois. There are some people who are hot-tempered. They get easily angered. But the pshat is that they're not stuck in their matzv. They're not stuck in any matzv. They're not stuck in their calm matzv. They're not stuck in an angry matzv. So the Mishnah says there's a certain maila to that, but yotzus chorei b'efseidei, they're always patching up. They're getting over. They're always getting over fights and apologizing. No, there's a maila to that. You're able to apologize. You're able to move past it. But l'maisa, you're constantly putting out fires. Kosher lichois, the kosher lirtzois. Efseidei b'schorei. It's true that Baruch Hashem, this fellow is not easily angered. But Lamaisa, once he is angry, he holds on to it. So well, that's a hefsid. Yotza hefsedoi bischoroi. That means these two are not shove b'shove. Yotza schor b'hefsedoi means that the gain of being noyach lirtzois is wiped out by the hefsid of noyach lichois. Yotza hefsedoi bischoroi means that there is a hefsid of being kosher lirtzois, but he's more protected because he's kosher lichois. So Mela, the person who's noyach lirtzois, but noyach lichois, is constantly going to be getting into situations. He might make up for them, but he's constantly getting into fights. The person who's kosher lichois, but kosher lirtzois, is not too often going to be on the wrong side of the fence. So most often, he'll be in a matzah mesukun, so that's why it's yotzef seder, he's wiped out, fixed up by his bischore. Kosher nichois, but noyach lirtzois, that's a chosid. Noyach lichois, but kosher lirtzois, is a rasha. So what we have really over here, the model of these two Mishnayis, is that there are four types of people. There's a person who's a chosid. Chosid in Russia, normally we equate tzaddik as being the opposite of Russia. Here it's chosid keneged Russia. Because tzaddik is somebody who does keshur sadin. He's in Gansen. A chosid is somebody who goes to the other extreme of the opposite of rishus, the opposite of midas rois. Yotzei schori b'hefseidei, which sounds like he's in the red, he's on the bad side, would sound more like the Yesh Oimrim in Mishnah Yud that has the first midas midas doy. That means it's not rishus mamish, but it's void. L'maisa, elepnish. The person who's constantly getting angry, lepnish. Is it like midas doy? And the second midah, which is amoritz, would seem to be a little bit shover with Yotzei hefseidei b'schoroi, is that he's a mufsad. He's not a rosha, but l'maisa, it's not an optimal way of living. So therefore, yotzef seidoi bischoroi.